How much money does Israel get from the U.S.? From the BBC, President Joe Biden's facing questions for some in his Democratic Party about the amount of aid the U.S. sends to Israel. How much aid does the U.S. give? In 2020, the U.S. gave $3.8 billion in aid. That's crazy. That's bananas. Like, what is going on here? This support came as part of an agreement signed by former President Barack Obama in 2016 for an overall package of $38 billion in military aid over the decade 2017 to 2028. This represents an increase of about 6% adjusted for inflation over the spending commitment for the previous decade. On top of this, last year, the U.S. gave $5 million toward resettling migrants in Israel. The country has a longstanding policy of accepting Jews from other parts of the world as citizens. How has Israel used U.S. money? Over the years, U.S. aid has helped Israel develop one of the most advanced militaries in the world, with the funds allowing them to purchase sophisticated military equipment from the U.S. For example, Israel has purchased 50 F-35 combat aircraft, which can be used for missile attacks. 27 of the aircrafts have so far been delivering, costing around $100 million each. Last year, Israel also bought 8 KC-46A Boeing Pegasus aircraft for an estimated $2.4 billion. These are capable of refueling planes such as the F-35 in mid-air. Of the $3.8 billion given to Israel in 2020, $500 million was for missile defense, including investments in Israel's Iron Dome and other systems which can intercept incoming rockets. How Israel's Iron Dome missile shield works, I really don't care. I still don't understand why they do this. In addition, Israel has spent millions collaborating with the U.S. on developing military technology, such as a system to detect underground tunnels used to infiltrate Israel. The Israeli government invests heavily in military equipment and training, using the aid to compensate for being smaller than many other regional powers. Which has me to believe, why was they saying they got attacked if they have such sophisticated technology? Yeah.
That place that starts with the B,
Palestine?
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole thing is just crazy. How does this compare with other countries? Countries which received the most U.S. aid in 2019. Afghanistan receives aid, then Israel, then Jordan, then Egypt, then Iraq. This is wild. A lot of money given to Afghanistan has gone towards supporting the U.S. military's efforts to stabilize the country, which has been engulfed by war since the U.S. invasion in 2001. But with U.S. troops set to leave Afghanistan, so this is old right here, by September this year, that was a long time ago. The point is, these dudes are still giving money. This is some old stuff right here. But they still give money. Why does the U.S. give Israel so much aid? There are a number of reasons why the U.S. gives so much aid to Israel, including historic commitments dating back to U.S. support for the creation of the Jewish state in 1948. Remember, the creation. So this ain't even really Israel. The town, well, we'll talk. That's another story. Moreover, Israel is seen by the U.S. as a crucial ally in the Middle East, with shared goals and a mutual commitment to democratic values. The U.S. Congressional Research Service says U.S. foreign aid has been a major component in cementing and reinforcing these ties. U.S. officials and many lawmakers have long considered Israel to be a vital partner in the region. The U.S. government's Foreign Assistance Agency says U.S. assistance helps ensure that Israel maintains its qualitative military edge over potential regional threats. It also states U.S. assistance is aimed at ensuring that Israel is sufficiently secure to take the historic steps necessary to reach a peace agreement with the Palestinians and for comprehensive regional peace. Wow. Ensuring Israel can defend itself against threats. Oh, I'm pretty sure they can. With the genocide they're committing. The 2020 Democrat Party election platform, blah, blah, blah. These dudes is getting mad money, man. That's just ridiculous to me. Ridiculous. No, still, that's not telling me nothing. All this money, billions of dollars, no reparations to my people, black people, of course. There shouldn't even be any homeless people in America. And all this focus on giving money to Israel, yet America is going down the garbage. What are y'all thoughts about this? Oh, man. Who's really running this country? I know they're running it to the ground. But anyway, that's all I gotta say, man. Peace.